gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, October 13th, 2017. Welcome to Day 267. Donald Trump will cut off essential subsidy payments to Affordable Care Act insurers. Politico, The New York Times, and CNN say the subsidies are used to pay out-of-pocket costs for low-income people and represent an estimated $7 billion this year alone. A White House statement directed Congress to, quote, repeal and replace the disastrous Obamacare law and provide real relief to the American people because, quote, the government cannot lawfully make the cost-sharing reduction payments. Trump said the ACA was imploding and called it a broken mess in a pair of tweets. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi responded, saying Trump had, quote, apparently decided to punish the American people for his inability to improve our healthcare system. Nearly 6 million enrollees qualify for the cost-sharing payments this year. Meanwhile, The Hill says insurers are pushing back against Trump's decision to cut the ACA's cost-sharing reduction subsidies. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association and America's Health Insurance Plans said in a joint statement that, quote, this action will make it harder for patients to access the care they need. Costs will go up and choices will be restricted. These benefits help real people every day, and if they are ended, there will be real consequences, end quote. New York and California threatened to sue the Trump administration over healthcare subsidies the White House said it would cut off. Quote, again and again, President Trump has threatened to cut off these subsidies to undermine our healthcare system and force Congress to the negotiating table, said New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman in a statement. He added that Trump is using people as, quote, political pawns in his dangerous partisan campaign to eviscerate the Affordable Care Act at any cost. The New York Times, Associated Press, and The Washington Post are reporting that Trump will not certify Iran's compliance with the nuclear agreement, but he won't immediately withdraw from the 2015 accord. Trump put the onus on Congress to amend the law and establish trigger points, which could be used to impose new sanctions on Iran to address continued ballistic missile development, alleged support for terrorist groups in Lebanon, Yemen, and elsewhere, and more. Trump threatened to terminate the deal if Congress is unable to reach a solution. CNN reports the background check chief said he has, quote, never seen the level of mistakes Jared Kushner made on his security clearance application. Kushner's initial SF-86 form did not mention any foreign contacts. He updated the form in spring, listing about 100 contacts, but omitted the June 2016 meeting with the Russian lawyer Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort. He updated the SF-86 forms once more in June to include that meeting. Next, Politico says Twitter's privacy policy required it to delete data relevant to the Russia probe. Whenever a user removes a tweet, promotion, or account, Twitter is obliged to also delete that data from its servers. Because Russian operatives immediately erase all of their digital footprint, a substantial amount of valuable information held by Twitter has been lost. Twitter engineers are trying to determine what data is recoverable. The Washington Post says Facebook removed thousands of posts from public view that were linked to the Russian disinformation campaign. The data was deleted a day after researcher Jonathan Albright published a report showing that the reach of the Russia campaign was at least twice what Facebook had said. Facebook claimed it simply fixed a bug, which allowed researchers to access cached information from inactive Facebook pages. Next, The Hill says Trump nominated a climate change skeptic to lead the White House's Environmental Policy Board, while a fellow at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, Kathleen Hartnett White, led a project to, quote, explain the forgotten moral case for fossil fuels. She's written that carbon dioxide is the gas that, quote, makes life possible on the Earth and naturally fertilizes plant growth, and that, quote, global warming alarmists are misleading the public about carbon dioxide emissions. She's called the Obama administration's environmental initiatives a, quote, diluted and illegitimate battle against climate change. Her TPPF fellowship received funding from the fossil fuel industry. The Washington Post says Donald Trump will extend the March 5th DACA deadline if Congress fails to pass legislation before then. Trump told Senator James Lankford that he was willing to, quote, give it some more time to allow lawmakers to find a solution for Dreamers. There are currently 690,000 young people with DACA status. Bloomberg says the Pentagon and FEMA accidentally included a reporter on their email chain about how to, quote, spin the Puerto Rico recovery effort. they suggested saying the federal government's full attention is on Hurricane Maria response in an attempt to combat what San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz characterized as a people are dying story. FEMA was told to stress its success in reaching, quote, all municipalities in Puerto Rico in response to Trump attacking the San Juan mayor for poor leadership ability. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis. Hey folks, before I go, I just wanted to let you know that if you like this podcast and you want us to be able to keep doing it, do us a favor and leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It's quick, easy, and it goes a long way to making sure we can continue to update you on what the fuck just happened today. Thanks a lot.